Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
We do live in a time and a day when there are things like Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest. We've become a visual culture, but we've also become a lonely, isolated people, and we're trying to win friends and influence people, and we think that we do it by this perfection of the picture, which is just ridiculous, of course. Mm-hmm. We're trying to get noticed. We're trying to get liked. It's a really scary time, especially for teens and young adults, to be surrounded by people but to be lonely. And that's actually what's happening with this all this technology and all these pictures. We've got all these quote-unquote friends that follow us. They're not friends. They're people who have chosen to associate with us. They don't really know us. We don't really know them. We're not going to be vulnerable and transparent. So the heart need that God wired into us really isn't being met by that. So we think another picture will help. You know, another picture of my puppy dog will help. Another picture of me at a party will help. And it's a lie. It's one of the, I agree with you, one of the most dangerous things that's happening to us and to our kids, the use of the camera.
Yeah, because kids today are incredibly stressed out with this other element that comes into their life that says you've got to be liked, accepted. You've got to have the right pictures on Facebook, mm-hmm. and it's causing these kids to just feel overwhelmed. And then they're up probably much later than they should be, checking their status, updating stuff, connecting with people just until the last minute they fall asleep.
Oh, you're so right. You just connected so many things there. And what I'm concerned about with the camera is we're treating children like they are performers on a stage, and we are their audience. And we're even treating ourselves that way if we're doing, you know, the selfie or we're at a very legitimate event and we say, hey, take a picture. Mm-hmm. But what's my concern for the kids is that they are learning at a young age that it's their job to be good enough for mom to want to take a picture so she can post it on Facebook so she can look good. And one of the examples I talk about in my book is a 5-year-old boy who was on the playground who did something really clever. And, you know, when I was a kid, I would have said, you know, did you like that, mom? Or I would have said, I'm going to do that again. But this little boy looked at his mom and said, was that good enough for Facebook?
Ooh.
So he's already learning at a very young age that it's his role to be good enough to please mom for this outside audience. And she's never told him that. He just picked up on that by the way that she's always whipping out her phone. And again, I'm not opposed to pictures. If you go to my Facebook page, there are pictures there. Mm-hmm. It's just the idea that we don't need to tell the world everything we're doing. And of course, for our young people to understand that it's a fake world on social media. Most of us are not going to post pictures of the messy dining room table and of the messed up day we had. We're only going to talk about or post pictures of that which is good and beautiful.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.